Hello, my name is Mike Conley, and this is my FOSDEM talk for 2022 Firefox Desktop Development 101. Thanks for being here. Thanks for coming to my talk. All right, let's get right into it. So this this talk is basically the same kind of talk I would give to a new hire or a team of new people that are going to be working on Firefox Desktop for a full-time job. So this is the same sort of thing I would say to, you know, a senior or even a junior. You know, just anyone who's coming into the sort of the desktop Firefox Desktop development space, you know, and they're going to be working on it 8 hours a day or something. So this is that presentation. Whoops. So what I'm going to go over are three main things in the course of this talk. The very first thing is going to kind of set us up. So what is a web browser? I want to try and answer that with a little bit of a rigor. I think we have some instincts, all of us. We're probably all using a web browser right now just to see this talk. You know, but maybe we can try and answer that question of what is a web browser, because that's going to help set us up for how the teams work that work on Firefox Desktop. And then specifically, I want to zoom in on how the Firefox Desktop front end, the user interface, and you know, the things that users actually touch and feel, how that works. So that's the schedule of events. So let's answer that first question. What is a web browser? So like I said, you're using it right now. You probably have your own intuition of what a web browser is. You know, you type in a URL or you type in a search query and you press enter and it goes somewhere. It connects you to something on the internet and you know, you view web pages on it, right? Okay, well, that's true. But I want to try and boil it down to something that, like, I don't know, helps describe how we organize the code of the web browser, of Firefox. And this is how I think a lot of web browsers think of themselves. So a web browser, I know there's a lot of text, but I'm gonna read the set. So a web browser is two things in my mind. One, it's a program that executes untrusted instructions downloaded over the internet from other machines, or the same machine for that matter, you know, if you're running a local server or something. So these instructions are things like websites. So like it's the HTML, those are instructions, the CSS, that's instructions, and the JavaScript, most notably, maybe, you know, very explicit instructions from, you know, for more dynamic, active websites. And so you go as you travel the internet and you view web pages. That's what we're doing. We're downloading and executing untrusted instructions from these other machines. And that is presented to you, the user, to hopefully do useful things. So that's one part. And then the second part is a web browser is a set of utilities for interacting with websites or web applications. So things like, you know, memorizing where you've been. So your history and bookmarking tools, because there might be stuff that you want to get back to. You know, maybe you want to go back every day to a certain place, or maybe there's something you're trying to rack your brains. Like, I was here last week. What was it? And it's also things like form autofill. So most web browsers, Firefox included, include some kind of like password manager that will try and hold on to your passwords for you so that you don't have to both, you know, come up with passwords or like remember your passwords all in your head, and hopefully to help you make good password hygiene choices. Like, it'll generate strong passwords for you and do the job of remembering it for you so that you don't have to weaken the password in order to make it easier to remember. And I mean, of course, there are other applications that will do that for you, third-party applications that will act as your password manager. But that's another thing that browsers tend to do. And then there's security tools, you know, tools that will tell you about what are the security characteristics of the web page that you're on. Or maybe there are, I mean, obviously dev tools. That's another set of utilities. That's a very specific, specialized set of utilities for interacting with websites and to help build websites. But that, You take all that stuff, and there's a lot more that a web browser does. But those are like the two areas that I like to think of. There's the execution of the untrusted instructions to make the websites present themselves. And then there's the sort of the peripheral surrounding things for interacting with those websites. Now that once you download them and once they're presented to you. And perhaps unsurprisingly, this distinction between these two sort of like sub-disciplines of what a web browser does, or subcategories rather, is that's kind of how, at Mozilla at least, we organize our teams to work on things. So what we generally call the thing that executes untrusted instructions downloaded of the internet and presents them to the user, we tend to call that platform. It's also sometimes referred to as Gecko. Sometimes people will call it the native layer. And then the stuff, the code, the part of the code base that presents user interface for things like your URL bar and your bookmarks and your history and your password manager and, you know, settings and the file edit view menu and all that sort of thing. We call that the UI or the front end, and sometimes just Firefox. You know, if you're working on the platform and someone's talking to you about like Firefox desktop or Firefox, usually what they're referring to is the, if they're not referring to the product themselves, they might be referring to the front end.